Thank you for calling customer support. This is Rachel, and I am a supervisor. And how can I help you?
Actually, what happened is I took out an order for an item on my computer, and it had a monthly fee that was written in small letters that I didn't see. And so I got charged by the month for this drone set that I picked out. And what happened was I had originally applied for this small item also in July, but I canceled it when I found out that it was a little bit too much for me. And what happened is there was an offer on the computer that had another small thing, and so I picked it out, and they just something remembered that I had applied for that before and charged me all these things for that membership. And all I did was pick out a drone sample, and I am paying for that, but I used my Sears card for that, and I've got all these charges on there, 67, 32, 39.99, 29.99, and she just explained to me which ones mattered and which ones don't. But the 67.32 I wanted to cancel right away. That was on December 12th. And on December 11th, they charged me $39.99. And then they charged me $29.99. And I'd like you to, if you could take a look at that, it's on my Sears card, 9078. And I'd like to have those removed because I'm only getting the drones, which have already been sent. I haven't received it yet. And I did pay for that. It was a free sample set.
Okay, ma'am. So that I can best assist, if I could please have your zip code and your name, please.
The zip code is 30755. The name is Carol, C-A-R-O-L. The last name is C-L-A-H-A-N-E.
Okay, and for security purposes, please verify your address.
2841 Davidwood Drive, Tunnel Hill, Georgia, 30755.
Okay, and thank you for that information. All right, I've gotten a canceled account pulled up for the discount store membership that started with, let's see, what did it start with here? It does show it started with the Stealth Elite drone. Shows it was shipped
yes.
on December the 8th.
Yes. And I did like that, but unfortunately I didn't read the fine print, and there was a whole slew of membership things that went with it. And so I'd like to cancel that right now, if I'm hoping I'm not too late, because it's on my Sears card, and I really didn't want all this.
Okay, ma'am. The account itself is already canceled. There is no more shopping store membership. Initially, when you paid that $8.25, if you responded to a survey, you got that item for free or the gadget for free by paying shipping
yes.
and handling, but per terms and conditions, it came with the shopping store membership and information was sent to your email regarding a shopping store membership of, well, pardon me, regarding the voucher, which is $125, you can get additional gadgets by being a part of the membership and paying that fee. Okay,
but what I wanted to, I didn't want, I got $67.32 for the membership and $39.99 for a fitness thing and then $29.99 for something else. And I just don't want all that at all. I only wanted to buy the drone.
Okay. The additional, let's see. Okay, now the Hero Fit, which is an app, was $0 at the time of sign up. Excuse me, that was a free item that was offered until the trial expired. And now the Stealth Elite was a separate purchase. That was $29.99. You actually purchased that. It was also shipped
that?
December. The Stealth Elite, that was $29.99. So
I don't know what you call it. I don't know what you call that. What item
ma'am.
Did you call?
The drone.
Oh, that's the drone.
Yes,
yes
ma'am.
Okay.
So there were
yes.
two of them.
Yes.
The second one was $29.99. Now that one was a purchase.
Yes.
I can provide you with a refund for the $39.99, which was the Hero Fit.
Yes.
And for the $67.32 that was billed on, let me get back up here. That was yesterday. For that
yes.
store membership, I can refund 50% of the $67.32.
Okay. Now, why, if I just did it yesterday, can't it be canceled now?
Well, the account is already canceled, but you're speaking of the charge. The charges are valid because that's
yeah,
for the... That's the membership
Hello?
Fee. Yes, ma'am. That's the membership fee. Once the membership is billed, it stands as the valid charge, but I can refund 50% of the $67.32.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's all right. And now, do you have 9078 as the last four of the card?
I will have to look there to see if...
I got in a lot of trouble with this because I used one card and I was afraid it didn't go through. So something happened to it, I guess because I had a membership before and it was canceled. And so I put it on two cards, and I'm having trouble with it because I know what each card is, but I've got the same charge on the 6732 is on 5593, and it's also on 9078.
This is on, it shows 5593.
Yeah, okay, that one is my bank card. And she did recognize that. But now on my Sears card, when I was afraid I didn't get the item, I have all these charges again, $67.32, $39.99, and the rest of them also, $29.99, $9078.
Okay. I wouldn't be able to tell you how that works because it's only possible on the website to provide one card as far as I know although we don't process the orders but for this charge looks like some of that's already refunded. Let's see, that was December 15th. Okay, they said that they already refunded you, ma'am, the $33.66.
Yes, she did that for the card that is 5593, but my 9078 Sears card has all of these on there also.
Okay, no, I wouldn't be able to do anything regarding if that same charge shows on a different card. It just goes back to whatever card shows was provided on the website. So I wouldn't be able to explain why you have one charge that for the same date that shows on two separate cards.
Yeah. What should I do about something like that?
I can just confirm to you what's already been refunded. So for that December 15th charge of $67.32, it shows you were initially refunded $23.56, and then you have a second refund of $33.66. And that will post back as those two individual credits in 3 to 5 business days.
Now, if I have that charge on my Sears card, the same thing again. She said the $8.25 and the $29.99 were the right thing. And however, that's not on 5593.
All I can do, ma'am, is the only thing that we can do is we press a button. So when we press the button for it to refund, it just goes back to whatever card was used for that charge.
Oh, I see.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, well, see, the 825 and the 2999 are okay on the Sears card, because that is something I did purchase, and the
Okay.
correction on it would have been the other thing, 6732, 3999. That's the only thing that needed to be refunded on the other card. So would you suggest that probably I should dispute that, because
We
it
can't tell you, ma'am, what to do regarding your charges. I can just tell you on
No.
the recorded line for whatever charge that it shows with that card. When we press the button, it just goes back to whatever card was used to bill it. If that just kind of helps
Oh.
simplifies it.
Yeah. Okay then. Well, what happens if the what I paid for the drone is on my Sears card but not on the 5593 card, that you canceled the membership? In other words, the purchase is actually on the other card.
I'm not certain, ma'am. But for the
No.
$39.99, I did say that I was refunding that in full as well. Now for the
Well, see, that's
$39.
the 3999 though is on my 9078 card.
Okay, well
It's
that's
not
being re
on.
okay. That's being refunded. Please allow 3 to 5 business days and it'll show reflected back. And I have that refund confirmation. And let's
But
see.
what card is it refunded to?
You just told me it's 9078.
Yes, is that you do have that charge on that card.
Yes, ma'am, it's been refunded.
Okay,
We
and what
can't
about the six?
look in the system and choose a card. It's just whatever
Oh.
card was used. Then if we refund it,
Oh.
then it just goes back to that card.
Okay, and what about the 6732? How does that work?
Please allow me, ma'am, on the recorded line to provide you with the refund confirmation for the $39.99 that I just refunded, and I'll assist you further.
Okay.
Okay, that refund confirmation is the letter R, six three two zero five zero
Okay.
two four.
2 4 R 6 3 2 0 5 0 2 4.
That is correct.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am.
And on this other charge, I should probably ask them about
Okay, ask them who.
it. Well, see, the 6732 was canceled and given back the refund, but it was on both cards. It was on 5593 and also 9078, where this
Okay,
30.
who canceled it and gave you back a refund?
The person I talked with that referred me to you. The person just before you that I was talking to.
Okay, now the one that was processed before you got transferred here, that was the one that was billed. Let's see. Because there are declines on here. There's quite a bit. It looks like it's a lot of charges, but some of them were declined. That was what was billed to you on yesterday.
Oh, I see. Well, that must have been the 9078 card.
Okay. Let me scroll down past some of these declines. Let's see, now I just refunded that one.
Yeah, thank you for that. That's a lot off it.
All right, $67.32 that was billed December 12th.
Yes,
Let's
I
see,
have
why
that
did
on my
you
nine.
have? I'm sorry.
I have that on my 9078 card. As in on 5593 both.
Let's see. What did you have two memberships in 1 month? Let's see.
I made a mistake because I didn't read the fine print. That's what really happened. And I didn't think I was getting the purchase, so I put it on two cards because I was afraid I wouldn't get it.
Oh, I see. Well, it maybe that's what caused that. Not sure, but I'll go ahead and refund. That's odd. Let's see. That was done. I know it's like a 48-hour period once you pay the shipping and handling. And then you are automatically charged. Oh, I see. Let's see. So you started out with one card. And
yeah,
then
that's what I did. Yeah. Something happened on the computer, you know, and I wasn't sure it went through. And I also didn't remember that it had a monthly membership because it was in the fine print. So I was taking out a small offer, thinking that's what I was paying for. Instead, I got the membership too. And when I tried the second card, it was because I was afraid the first card didn't go through. Something jarred on the computer, and I wasn't sure they got it. So I tried to put it on the other card to make sure I got it. So now I have the membership on two cards, and I didn't really want the membership at all. I just wanted to buy the drones, which I did pay for, $29.99 and $8.25.
Yeah, the $29.99 is the cost of the second drone. That $8.25 was shipping and handling for a free one.
Yes, I got that. Yeah, that's
so
great.
So that $67.32 has been refunded there for December the 12th. And
yes.
That refund confirmation is the letter R, 263.
Oh, wait a minute. I got to write that down.
Okay.
R 263
248 879.
So that's R 263 248 879.
That is correct.
Okay, and that's for the 6732?
That is correct. So you have a full refund for December 15th. It'll be coming back, I believe, in three parts. You have a full refund for 6732 for December the 12th. You have a full refund for the $39.99 for December the 11th. That was for the Hero app, Hero Fit app, excuse me.
Okay, fine. I appreciate very much you helping me out with this because it's kind of an odd problem, you know, because I didn't realize the fine print had a membership to it. And that's the reason I didn't, the computer jarred a little bit and I didn't get it put through. And so I tried to put it on the other card and I didn't realize you had to read the fine print to see that it came with only the monthly membership. So thank you very much for helping me out.
You're welcome, ma'am. They'll post back in 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. They'll post back in 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else?
No, that's fine. And thank you very much.
You're welcome, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. Please have a good evening.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.